Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
I like to ask this question. I would like you guys, this is a short and easy one. So if you could fill in the blank for me, and Anthony, if whoever wants to go first on this one, the key to a successful marriage is what?
Honesty.
Honesty. And why honesty, Anthony?
Because I think honesty is at the root of, or actually not being honest is at the root of all the things that can go wrong. And if things go wrong and you've been honest, it's a lot easier to write to write things.
Great.
It's as simple as it is.
I agree. All right,
yeah,
Christy,
that's true. I mean, you own it. You own the mistake, right?
That's right.
How about you, Christy? The key to successful marriage is?
I would say forgiveness / self-forgiveness.
Tell me a little more about that.
I think a lot of trials and tribulations within a marriage can prolong themselves when there's a lack of forgiveness, and holding lack of forgiveness is power over your partner, but also the lack of self-forgiveness. So if you've done something that has betrayed or hurt your spouse, being able to, yes, be honest, as Anthony said, but to let it go. You have to let it go so you can continue to move forward in your marriage.
I love that, because I think a lot of people harbor, or they kind of bring people back to that same issue over and over again, and it really is detrimental to the relationship. You're right. You have to have the let's move on, let's learn from this, and let's grow mentality, or you can just be stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious. I want to go back and talk a little bit more about intimacy again. Christy, what do you need? I know, right? Yes. What do you need from Anthony to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
I need a lot of attention, like listening, active listening attention actually is a real turn on for me. So although it's not necessarily sexual intimacy, which I love, it's active listening. I like when he holds my hand. I like when I pass by him in the kitchen and he touches me, or that kind of thing. And, you know, just feeling energetically the connection without words being spoken is really important to me.
Sure. That sounds like a love language.
It definitely is.
How about you, Anthony? What do you need from Christy to achieve the highest level of intimacy for you?
I think her, it's her spiritual input. It's her soul that she provides. It's not always a physical touch. It's not always just listening. It's, you know, it's when I look over and, you know, she's looking at me, something like that. And I can just feel, it's when I can feel her energy. It's exactly that. It's a physical, when she does things like just a look or something, and I know she's thinking about me, I can feel that energy. And that's like the strongest, it's the strongest energy. It's one of the strongest connections, and it really does give you a shiver, and it's
an aphrodisiac.
It really is. It really is. And it's funny because you said, you know, with all the different intimacies there are, it's funny. Every time you bring up intimacy as a guy, I don't know, maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know, but I still get excited. I'm like, yes. All right. Intimacy. And I'm glad my wife loves intimacy so much. She loves talking about it. She loves sharing about it. And I know there's all those different levels of intimacy, but you know, when you nail them, it all leads to this. It doesn't necessarily always lead to sex, but it always leads to such a strong, intimate, like, connection.
Yeah, a bond.
You know, which
yeah, bonds you to each other.
Yeah, exactly. And it is always excite. It always excites me whenever Christy's like, I love intimacy. I love talking about intimacy. I love, You know, it doesn't matter what kind it is. It always sends that shiver up my spine. I'm like, yes, all right.
I love that you picked spiritual intimacy, because not everyone selects that, but we did have one couple that we spoke to, and the wife is actually a therapist, and she was saying that when she watches her husband pray with her son, it is a huge turn on for her. So it's that spiritual, you know, intimacy kind of going into really just kind of lighting her up and making her just really physically attracted to her husband. So
that could do it.
Yeah.
Feeling it. So, you know, we got a twofer out of Anthony, because the last question I want to ask, and Anthony, I'll let you go second. So if you can think of another one, is I'm going to ask Christy, what does Anthony do, or what has he done, that's put the biggest smile on your face and that just lights you up?
Aside from in the bedroom, I would say he's always 100 my greatest supporter. Always, like, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Like,
he's your cheerleader?
At 100%. Like, whether it's a new television show, whether it's a new tour, book tour, whether it's a ludicrous idea that I have, and he's always, like, supporting me. It's insane. I love it.
That's I'm grateful. Great. Yeah, nice to have that behind you for sure. Anthony, was yours the intimacy and we nailed it already? Or do you want to give me a what else? What else does Christy do that lights you up and puts a smile on your face?
Yeah, since it's behind the scenes, well, I could tell you a few things. But you know what? I tend to ramble, so I've already answered the question.
You have. No, you did a great job of it. I just wanted to give Christy a chance to get her two cents in there as well. And you guys, again, we appreciate the candor, the honesty, and just having fun. And thanks for giving us the opportunity to get to know you just a little bit better. And we're excited that you're with us. And we look forward to sharing this episode with our listeners and you with yours as well. So thank you for your time and for being together with us this afternoon.
Appreciate you both. And good luck to you in your endeavors. It was really nice being with you.